McCoy. She would say that she walked right down that road right there, went right into that house that was a one-room schoolhouse. And that they had 8 students, and whenever the pipes started coming in, the boys didn't go to school because they had to stay home and do the farming. And she'd been asked a number of times how they kept them from going swimming in the pond, and she said, because they told us there wasn't any bottom in that pond. They would just suck them in
there. And we found out that's true.
And so, and of course, Thelma. I mean, Thelma always shared, you know, her heritage with us. Her family has always, always been involved with Bethel and how much it means to her family. And Tina, I have to say something about Annie Bree. One of the Anna Ruth stories is that when she was growing up, on Tuesday was wash day. Sunday was church day here. They would come and have church, but on Tuesday it was wash day. And there were wash pots sitting all around here. Each family had their own wash pot. And the women and the children would come, and they would wash the clothes and hang them up in these trees and on ropes and stuff to dry their clothes. And they would spend the day and have a picnic. On Tuesday was wash day. And Anna Ruth and her children and nieces and nephews have told us that then the pond stayed right at the base of these oak trees. And it didn't go as some like it does now. And you look at these old trees and you just wonder what kind of stories they can tell us about all the people who have been here.
It would be amazing.